For the student athletes, it's something that, you know, look, they thrive in front of fans. Coaches want it because home court, home field, home ice means everything. You know, they love it. And for the fans, phenomenal. Now, see, but there's, you know, there's layers within here that have to be examined quickly to answer questions that people were concerned about. One of them is, oh, by the way, back to full activities. That means tailgating. Yes. That means team arrival. Yes. You know, that means everything that goes, everything that you saw in 2019 is what you're going to get now at a Penn State event. That's what, you know, when you look at the release, you know, I expected the 107. I was just waiting to see how everything was going to turn out with other stuff. So football season ticket holders are going to be notified beginning Tuesday, June 8th, a week from today, that your 2021 football season ticket and non-refundable seat contribution invoices are available via account manager. The non-refundable seat contribution, that's what supports Penn State student athletes, the 800, through the Levi Lamb Fund. And then details of the Nittany Lion Club single game ticket presale, public single game, and student ticket sales will be released in the coming weeks. Now, with the return to full capacity in Beaver Stadium this fall, there will also be a return to our traditional pregame festivities, including tailgating, team arrival, and yes, the traffic patterns. Penn State's also going to fully convert to mobile ticketing for all fans and all sports to allow improved ticket delivery and management, as well as fewer physical contact points. Fans will be provided with a variety of resources regarding mobile ticketing this summer to ease the transition. And there is, by the way, a mobile ticketing guide at gopsusports.com/mobile tickets. I will admit, okay, let's take the mobile ticketing part. I'm going to talk about that for a moment. And the reason I want to bring that up is this. Okay. Here's the positive, and for some people it'll be a negative. I never thought, ever, that I would use my phone to get into events. I never did. Then last season, I'd have to sit there on my phone. I'd have to fill out the survey on my phone. Once I passed the test, then I'd go through, take a picture of the Q code, boom, and my name came up with my Q code. And that was it, using my phone. Now, I never thought in a million years that is how I would go about business, getting into business. Never. But it was quick, efficient, and was tremendous. Now, the negative part is this. There are some people that like to keep their ticket as a remembrance of the day. Some people will put up on the wall, you know, a memorable game they went to, they got a picture and the ticket. Now, I don't know if there's any way to recreate that, or if everybody's just using a Q code, I don't know. You know, it's 2021, it's the easiest way to go. The only thing I'm wondering is, you know, is there any way to recreate that on your phone? You know what I mean?